I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. The inaugural pre-party this Sunday at the Lincoln Memorial will have high wattage star power. Jennifer Hudson prepares to step back into the limelight on the 50-yard line, and a blaxploitation spoof is getting some serious Sundance buzz. We've got plenty of entertainment news to chew on these days. Here to help us take a bite out of Hollywood is Allison Samuels, a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine. It is great to have you on, as always.
Same here. Good to see you.
So there is a big party happening in D.C. next week. Things are really getting kicked off this Sunday at the Lincoln Memorial. It's called We Are One, the Obama Inauguration Celebration. Give us a little info.
Well, there's a lot of parties going on next week. It does kick off on Sunday. John Legend and Jessica Alba, all these people are sort of having things starting on Sunday, where you can just sort of party hop the entire day. Then on Monday, Wynton Marsalis is hosting something at the Kennedy Jazz Center where he's performing with Alvin Ailey. And I spoke to him this morning, and he's just, you know, over the top about doing that. He never thought that he would, you know, he never thought he'd be a part of a situation where he was celebrating King's birthday as well as the first African-American president. So you have these artists who've been around forever but feel like they have this renewed passion because he's like, I'm doing something that I just never thought I'd have a chance to do. I thought my children might see this, but not myself. So the party are just endless, but I think his at the Kennedy Center with Alvin Ailey, with Courtney Vance and Angela Bassett is going to be a really big deal because it's combining the inauguration festivities with celebrating King's birthday.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. A lot of hip-hop folks
throwing
both public, you know, concerts. Mm-hmm. Like Jay-Z is doing, what, two or three things
and a couple of parties. You know, again, John Legend, Kanye West, it's, you know, the list goes on. I mean, I think that is what Obama's presidency is, though. It is sort of all-inclusive. And I think these guys, Mary J. Blige, all these people that are going, feel like he's their president. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that was something that they felt before. The hip-hop community felt like they were included before. Puffy is doing, you know, a lot of things. I mean, it really is, you know, all for the people kind of situation next week.
So there were rumors floating around that Jennifer Hudson might emerge from her family tragedy to sing at the inauguration, and those were false, but what's she up to?
She is going to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl, which is a big deal. I mean, no doubt about it. It's an amazing thing. I was a little disappointed because I really did want her to do the inauguration because she sang at the Democratic Convention, and it was, you know, she was amazing. But I also understand that, you know, she'll get paid for the Super Bowl, and I have to believe, you know, as a black actress, you just don't have the kind of money. And I think her family is going through that kind of trauma where they probably need that kind of financial support. So at the end of the day, I understand it. But I personally wanted to see her at the inauguration.
And you're also working on a big story on the King family for Newsweek. And some of the stories say that the animosity between the siblings, because there was a lawsuit filed, may have eased. What's your take on it?
From my standpoint, no, not from covering them. I mean, on Monday, when the entire family will be there, Dexter will not be there. And Dexter is the youngest son who the two other siblings, the living siblings, sued, saying that he had sort of taken money from the King Center. So he won't be there. So I have to believe that that's not, you know, that's not a good sign when all the children won't get together for this amazing event. It's going to be Martin's only living sibling, his sister Christine, who's 82, and then Bernice and Martin, but not Dexter. So I think it's an ongoing thing. It seems to be a really deep-rooted pain in that family that, I don't see easing up anytime soon.
That's hard.
It's really bad.
Yeah, there's the other two King children are part of this big event with all these celebrities.
Yes.
and with the mayor on King Day.
Yeah, on Monday. And this, and like I said, his only living sibling, Martin's only living sibling, Christine, who's 82.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's and Dexter hasn't really been a part for the last 2 years of the activities. So that strain is really not new. It's certainly been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have to make a hard left, right, or maybe a hard curlicue move to something completely different.
Okay.
Sundance is underway, and at least one film is getting some early buzz. Let's listen to a little bit of the trailer.
So grab onto your seats and hang on tight while I tell you a story about Black Dynamite.
Say what?
Black Dynamite.
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 Looking for me?
Fists of fury. A will of iron.
This is private. How'd you get in here?
I walked in.
I was on the floor. Of course, you can see everything now on YouTube.
Okay.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is so funny.
It is. It leaves you speechless on some level. You're just like, oh.
I know. Because it really is like they just went back and they took out like whatever, you know, like if it was like a, if blaxploitation was a Kool-Aid formula, they found a packet, poured it into the glass, and
they poured like three or four, though. Because, I mean, it's a double whammy. Everything is in it from all indications. I think it could be really good. I mean, I was thinking spoofs have not necessarily been that popular in the African-American community, but then you think about I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, with Kenny and Ivory Wayans. That was really a long time ago, though. That was like, you know, probably 15 years ago. But it did really well, and it was sort of similar to this. So I just wonder if the younger generation sort of remembers that whole sort of part of Black history and Black film, but I can see the parents really going for it. Anybody over 35, I can see really getting into it.
Afropic sales could go up just vastly.
And just Pam Grier, because I mean, I look at all her old movies and I'm like, people forget what an amazing, you know, presence she was in the 70s, this beautiful African-American woman that was the symbol of beauty. You know, and you don't really have anybody like that now. That, and she was built, you know what I mean? Not skinny at all. She was a woman. And that's the thing that just like, we don't have that anymore.
A brick house.
She was a brick
mighty,
house.
Mighty.
She was.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for. Allison, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.
That was our own sister girl of the silver screen, Allison Samuels, a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine.